Hallelujah. You come to know him for yourself. You know that he's good all the time. Amen. Not some of the time, but all the time. Amen. I'm not going to promise you 30 minutes today, but I have a message. I have a word from the Lord today, and it's still going to be on the subject, framing your world. How do I do that? Framing your world. I want to speak to all levels, all ages. And if you would learn this truth at an early age, it will cause you to excel, succeed, win, overcome, triumph. You see, we need to understand that opposition, opponents, enemies, we have them. They're here. We see some of it manifest through other people. And then there's unseen forces of darkness that's in this atmosphere. And if we are not aware of it, we allow them to influence us, control us, dominate us, and we think that's just a normal way of life, but not so. So I want to share truth with you from the Word of God this morning, that if you learn these things early, the earlier you learn them and put them into practice, the greater results you will have, you will get. See, nothing just happened. God strategically planned this world. It just didn't just happen. He designed it. Listen to me. He designed this world to give us everything we would ever need. Now, if it had remained perfect, he would not have to bring another world. You know, the Bible talks about a new Jerusalem coming down from God. If the old Jerusalem that we know was all right, he wouldn't have to bring a new Jerusalem. But because the old Jerusalem is corrupt with sin and darkness, that's going to be removed. Are you hearing me? But in the meanwhile, we got to live in this earth with those adversaries, with the enemy, with the problem, with sickness, with disease, with tornado, with tsunamis, with hurricane, with wars, rumors of war, drugs, gangbangers. I can go on and on. We got that right here now. But how do we deal with it? We got to live. And we hear killing, school shooting, all kind of stuff. I was in the, some of you don't, too young to even remember. But anyway, I was in the Vietnam War. And I went over in 1968 and I got out in 69. And we live like, well, anyway, we live. And there was fighting. We didn't fight every day, but we were fighting, and there was shooting, there was killing, there was people getting injured. There things happened through the enemy fire. Things happened with us on the friendly fire. I remember one morning that we had to, because we had some reports that the enemy was satcharging themselves, and they'll come up in the midst of a bunch of GIs and blow themselves up, and you too, and you know, a lot of GIs, a lot of our soldiers. And so they developed what they call a listening post. And a listening post was they would get three from four directions, each, north, east, south, west. And we will go out all four directions. And we, it was three guys with listening with that were chose to be in each one. And what it was, we were called a listening post to get out about 100 yards or better than the LZ we had set up. So if we hear anything, we could call back and let them know. And you have to get back the best way you can. Amen. And so we had our LZ set up. Listen, I'm talking about thing that happened. Now I got to get to my message. And friendify. And one morning, as the listening post were coming in, this guy, you know, some people, you just got stuff to deal with. And this guy was on the LZ, and when we set up, we would put our booby trap, we put our claymore mine, we put out all this stuff, and flares and stuff, you know, so what they call a trip flare, they run into the trip wire, it'll make the flare go off, you know, there's somebody out there. And so these guys were coming in off their listening post one morning, and this guy, inexperienced, and he heard them, because he had heard about, you know, the enemy coming and booby trapping themselves and blowing up people. And he heard the noise, he blew the claymore mine on one of our guys and killed him. And so what I'm saying, I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, I've seen the ugly, I've seen it all. You understand? I've seen a lot of stuff. But if you will hear what the Lord has to say today through his word, the reason many people go through the stuff they go through, and many are taken out, because they will not hear what the Lord has to say. Jesus, when he was here, he said in the last day, didn't he say it? He said, you will hear wars and rumors of war, earthquakes in direst places, right? You hear all kind of this catastrophe and disasters and all kinds of stuff that would be happening, right? But he told them, he said in the word, he said, but it shall not come nigh you. That he said it. And you know why, I mean, it's going on. We've had, I remember just a few years ago, we had number four hurricane to come through. And it went around our place, and it hit from two sides. If you remember, if you ever traveled 389, not 389, the trace going towards Mabon and Eupora, going that Mabon, you see it tore up that trace stuff for miles. I mean for miles. And I'm saying all this because I want you to hear what the Lord has to say today. If you learn that God's word is true. I was telling Brother Tim, he was in the office sometime. I get to preach to him a little bit before I get to preach to you. When you got to preach on, you preach anytime, anywhere you get opportunity. I was telling him the word works. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The word works, and nothing wrong with the word. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But if you don't work it for you, and nothing wrong with the word, you're just not working it. I said, I got three vehicles out there. Every one of them worked. I can give you the key to each one, either one of them or all of them. If you just sit here and whine, that vehicle's still working, but you're not working it. It'll work, but you're not working it. It'll work. I guarantee it, each one of them. If that thing won't start up, it won't be sitting in my garage or in my yard, because it's going to somewhere where they make junk out of it. Amen. Amen. And I'm not going to have no junk in my life. Hallelujah. Because this word works. And I have found out for myself